From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Black people in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana are taking the COVID-19 vaccine at higher rates than black people more generally in the U.S. Brittany Brown of the Gulf States Newsroom reports on how health officials were able to increase vaccinations in the black community.
When the coronavirus hit the Gulf States region in March 2020, black people were contracting the virus and dying from COVID-19 at a disproportionate rate. As vaccines became available, black people were initially more hesitant to take the shot because of the history of healthcare disparities. But now, nearly 20 months into the pandemic, black residents in Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana are being vaccinated at higher rates than black people across the country.
What happened early on during the pandemic, the health department created a health equity disparity response unit.
That's Victor Sutton with the Mississippi Department of Health.
That unit was actually created to address the impact of COVID-19 on African Americans, Latinx, and other minority groups.
He says they collaborated with leaders and organizations in the black community to build trust in order to distribute COVID-19 resources and vaccines. Now, nearly half of all black Mississippians have taken a shot.
You know, it's a series of two shots.
I get both on today?
No, ma'am.
Okay. You come back on this day.
21 days from now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
At Jackson State University, the coronavirus vaccine is being offered for free to students and the community. On this HBCU campus in Mississippi's capital city, freshman Kendra Day is getting the vaccine after recovering from COVID-19.
Being nervous about hearing the different sides of getting it and not getting it and the side effects, but I just kind of trust what happened and go with the best option.
It's that kind of trust that helped black Mississippians achieve a 49% vaccination rate. Sutton says working with partners makes all the difference.
We can't do this work without partners in the community around the state. Those partners being the faith-based community, HBCUs, local elected officials, any and everybody that we could reach.
Mississippi isn't the only state in the region with a high vaccination rate among black residents. 48% of black Louisiana residents and 41% of black Alabama residents have taken the COVID-19 shot. Each of these states is outpacing the national average, where 35% of black people in the U.S. have been vaccinated.
When people know the folks that are providing them with the information and they trust those people, then more people show up.
Dr. Mary McIntyre is with the Alabama Department of Public Health. Like Mississippi, she says the department worked with leaders and organizations in the community to get the shot in people's arms. And in Alabama, in the heart of the state's Black Belt region, more residents are vaccinated in Lowndes County than anywhere else in the state. Nearly 64% of county residents have taken a COVID-19 shot, and Lowndes County is 72% Black.
Churches, historically black colleges. The black mayors, along with them, allowed us to be able to reach multiple locations where people were most at risk.
In Louisiana, where 48% of black residents are vaccinated, Dr. Jennifer Avegno with the New Orleans Health Department says they decided to address the impact of COVID-19 head on.
We knew in New Orleans that we would have to really be deliberate in our campaign and outreach to everybody, but particularly to our residents of color.
Avegno says they understood the mistrust and hesitancy in the black community.
Our residents of color bear the brunt of decades and generations of health inequities and structural racism that have created vastly different health outcomes.
While more than 1.8 million black people in the Gulf states have taken the shot, there's still an average of 1,000 new COVID-19 cases reported daily in the three states. Health officials are still encouraging everyone to get vaccinated. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Brittany Brown.
The story was produced by the Gulf States Newsroom, a collaboration between WBHM, WWNO in New Orleans, Mississippi Public Broadcasting, and NPR.